the studio lounge is Mr. Steve Husick. Steve, how are you, sir?
Very good. Thank you for inviting me to be here today.
You're welcome. Yeah. So you're talking about, member anxiety. I'm feeling a little anxious right now thinking about this type of stuff. Member anxiety in the kind of the lending process, yes. Kind of the nuts and bolts of it. So you want to give us a quick overview?
Sure.
Better than me, obviously.
Yeah. So last year we took note of some really, I think, groundbreaking research that Forrester and Bain did, mm-hmm. where Forrester came out and said that of the three components of customer experience, ease, effectiveness, and emotion, that emotion was the most important component that drives member loyalty, mm-hmm. or customer loyalty.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Bain came out with some research that said that the key emotional driver of customer experience in banking is reducing anxiety. And so we were really interested in understanding more about that, mm-hmm. and launched our own consumer research study earlier, mm-hmm. this year.
This is kind of the basis of, I mean, I remember going buying my first house, uh-huh. and the anxiety, yeah. was just
absolutely.
Through the roof, pardon the pun.
Right.
So what are some of these worries that consumers are out there? And then I think the second part of that, we'll go through some of the worries, but then I think we want to get to how do you remedy some of these? What are some of the solutions and
absolutely.
That type of stuff? So
yeah. So yeah, we definitely dove deep into the specific anxieties of consumers, but in two different stages of the process. So we broke it up into the front end, deciding to take out the loan, mm-hmm. and then during the actual loan application process. Mm-hmm. And so when deciding to apply for a loan, people are, you know, their anxieties really are deeply rooted in their own financial situation. Do I have a high enough credit score? Can I afford this loan? Do I have too much debt already?
Yeah.
I mean, I remember, applying for my first mortgage and, you know, am I going to be approved?
Yeah.
You know? And so that was actually that is the key driver during the loan application process.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Concern that you're going to be approved.
Right.
So.
So, and the process is part of, obviously, the anxiety, but we're working on things. Obviously, there's a lot of companies out there that are
sure.
working on things to reduce that stress. So what are some of the things that can reduce that stress? Obviously, digital is a big part of that, right?
Yes, sure, absolutely. And a lot of the actions that lenders are taking today are being delivered through digital channels. For example, one of the concerns when deciding to apply for a loan is my credit score high enough?
Mm-hmm.
And an innovative approach that we've seen that a local credit union here in Madison, mm-hmm. is implementing is the UW Credit Union puts the member's credit score on the dashboard of their home banking.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then a couple clicks in, you can go to a simulator to
right.
simulate different decisions that you're making on your credit score to,
mm-hmm.
see if you take out an additional credit card,
mm-hmm.
or you close a loan account.
Mm-hmm.
What is that impact going to be on your credit score?
Mm-hmm.
And so, that's an excellent example of how you can address some of these anxieties right up front through digital channels.
Mm-hmm.
A loan affordability calculators, that's
mm-hmm.
another way of doing
yeah.
it. An innovative approach that we saw Credit Karma implement,
mm-hmm.
they have something that they call approval odds. So a
mm-hmm.
Customer goes into the Credit Karma website, keys in some personal data about their financial situation,
mm-hmm.
and because Credit Karma has access to some of the large credit card companies' underwriting criteria,
mm-hmm.
they're able to give, you know, three levels of approval odds, you know, green, yellow, and red.
What?
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, yeah. And so that way a consumer who's shopping for a card,
yeah.
you know, has the reassurance that they're likely going to be approved for that card.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Some simple things that you can do digitally is, give set expectations up front in terms of what's that lending process look like,
mm-hmm.
what are the different stages,
yeah.
providing those guideposts throughout, and maybe a progress indicator,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Online to show how far through the loan application process you are. And then, another really great way that, we're seeing, it's really early days, but it's mobile video banking.
Mm.
So credit unions have excelled at delivering this consultative approach in a face-to-face setting, one-on-one setting. But we think that mobile video banking will be the way to deliver that in the future digitally.
I agree. Yeah, we were talking before the recording in the other room there. We were talking about how our kids are all, I mean, video is the way they communicate.
Absolutely.
But you brought up the great point that a lot of elderly senior folks who can't get to the branch anymore really enjoy the video aspect of it as well,
exactly.
Right? So it's kind of demographic agnostic now.
Yes, the elderly who can't get to the branch, you know, they still want that personal touch and that personal interaction. And so, you know, that's a really good way to remain relevant to that audience
completely,
as well.
Completely. Mm-hmm. And now the results here, because, I mean, the results of taking action. Because, I mean, we find out, now from the study, we know what makes people anxious, what's worry about their finance, their own finances, right?
Right,
pretty much
right.
That gets them anxious in this approval process.
Exactly. So taking steps up front to address member anxiety, those lenders that do that are rewarded with significantly higher customer experience rating scores and customer loyalty. We saw in our research, consumers whose lenders did take action to reduce their anxiety gave loyalty scores that were 30 percentage points higher than those borrowers whose lenders took no action.
Right. Well,
so huge lift.
That's proof in the pudding right there that when you do take whatever action necessary, talking to your consumers, your members, your customers.
Exactly.
It works.
Yeah.
It works.
Exactly. And since credit unions, you know, are already so good at doing this in the face-to-face setting, we believe that this is an opportunity, actually, for credit unions to do this digitally and differentiate ourselves from the banks.
I was going to talk about that.
Yeah, exactly. That the banks are really focused on ease and effectiveness.
Right.
You know, creating that frictionless experience.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was at a recent conference, digital banking conference, the bankers were talking about how they're aiming to delight their customers by providing this frictionless process experience. And I did not hear a single banker talking about reducing anxiety.
Really?
Yeah. And so I think this is a great opportunity for credit unions to differentiate themselves from the banks.
Yeah, most definitely. So where do we go from here, Steve? I mean, what are some next steps based on this research for credit unions to do? Because, I mean, you've showed a number of examples of what some of them are doing right now,
right.
And the results speak for themselves. Where do we go from here?
Well, I think the first step for credit unions is to understand what is driving their members' anxiety. Your situation may be different than the credit union down the street or the bank down the street, and so understanding at a deep level what is causing your members' anxiety, and then figuring out what digital tools would address those anxieties, and then rolling those out. There's no silver bullet here. There's some experimentation that's going to be required.
Yeah.
But I think that by that deep understanding of your own members and what's creating their worries, you can use the right tools to address their worries.
Yep. Find out what the why is and then go from there.
Exactly.
All right. Anything else to add to wrap up here? This is great stuff.
Yeah.
I
really think that, I hope to further research this topic a little bit more for other aspects, but I suspect that this research could find that anxiety plays a role beyond lending.
Oh, I think so, too.
Yeah.
All right. Good stuff, Steve. All right, we'll be sitting on pins and needles waiting for more stuff from you, all right?
All right.
Good job, sir.
All right, appreciate it.